Welcome to today's Vrenchkat Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City of Pella Finance Director Corey Goodenow joins us on today's program to talk about the latest Pella City Council meeting. One of those meetings where it seemed like there was a lot of discussion, maybe not a whole lot of action items. However, there were some public hearings set for a lot of infrastructure projects coming up, as well as a change order to the water supply plan. So a couple of big components. The first portion is now complete, and it sounds like the third and final phase is set to begin sometime later this year. What is the latest with the water supply plan?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Yeah, there was quite a bit of activity. Of course, we're entering construction season for the city this year. So recently, we started the long-term water supply plan, and I think everybody's seen significant improvements out there off of Idaho Drive, specifically the completion of the Jordan Well. That project's been going on for nearly a year, and council approved change order number 3, which is the last change order, which brings our total project cost for that Jordan Well out there to just over $2.3 million. So that project is nearing its end, and of course, I'm assuming your listeners have seen the construction at the water treatment plant. That's a pretty major undertaking out there. And then, of course, last night, the council set the public hearing for a new water main and raw water main project, which will run from the new Jordan Well to the water treatment plant, and then also a discharge main from Howell Station down to the Des Moines River.
And in terms of, you mentioned the cost of the first portion of the project, did that fit within where the city is at? Because I know we talked $16 million when we first talked about this, but I know a lot of these projects came in under cost. Had the change orders changed that at all?
You know, the change orders haven't significantly changed any of the total project cost. As you mentioned, it's a $16 million project. $2.3 million was for the Jordan Well. The anticipated cost for the water main portion of that project is just under $1.5 million. And then, of course, we did the bid for the improvements to the water treatment plant. That was just under $9 million. So we're well within our budget this time. There's a ways to go, of course, in these projects, given that the completion date is probably around the fall of 2017. So we've got a ways to go, but there's certainly major progress in this area.
Well, and a lot of folks who are at the meeting are always happy to hear about some of the infrastructure improvements, but one that really got the mayor excited and others is that the end of the major portions of the underground conversion are going to start taking place this summer. It was another public hearing. When is that public hearing? And this is the purchase of the equipment, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Last night we set the public hearing, or the council set the public hearing for May 2nd of 2016 for the equipment necessary to make underground conversions of the electrical distribution system. And for the listeners, that's in the Central College area, which is kind of bound by Washington University, West 1st Street, and West 5th Street. The total estimated project cost for that is $140,700. And like the staff has done in the past, they typically use a contractor to do the boring and then pull the wires and do a major material work themselves. So we're looking forward. I think that puts most of the system underground and certainly improves the reliability and the aesthetics of the area.
The significance of this, and we'll talk about this more in the summer, is that this is the final major project in the line of many that people have noticed. There's not a lot of overhead power lines. What is so important about getting this last major hurdle done, and why is it so important for listeners who are just hearing for the first time that we have our power lines underground?
Certainly, there's quite a bit of discussion about the length of time this has taken to undertake as a whole project. I believe that they thought that approximately 15 years or longer it was necessary to put the electrical system underground. And certainly, the conversion from the existing 4.2 kV to the 12.5 kV improves reliability and also eliminates some of the issues when we have significant weather and storm damage.
And we mentioned electric. There was also a big change to the city of Pella and how the distribution system works through a contract. What was the change that was approved by the council?
The primary reason for the change in the contract or contract amendment number one was the way that power is transmitted to the city of Pella. Traditionally, Missouri River has contracted the delivery. And there was a change to some of the regional transmission providers, and there was quite a bit of discussion about that and explanation. But just so the listeners know, what happened was the WAPA, which is the Western Area Power Administration, joined the Southwest Power Pool. And generally what happened was that this was a benefit to the city of Pella, which reduced our transmission cost by approximately $1.1 million, which historically had been about $2.2 million, so roughly $1 million savings in that. So that power amendment adjusted a few things, but primarily had a significant savings in the way that the city is transmitting our electric delivery.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.